It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Netflix hit Bird Box is getting a sequel, and it will be called Mallory. Author of the book Bird Box, Josh Malerman, has revealed that he has written a sequel to the book that will be released on October 1st. Malerman said of the sequel and the time between Bird Box coming out and the time since, "I've been writing Mallory. I've been asked a ton of times. People want to know what happened with boy and girl. But as much as I care about boy and girl, this isn't their story. The Bird Box world is Mallory's story, and I want to know more about her. I wanted to get to know her even better. At the end of the movie, I turned to my girl Allison and I said, I want to know what happens next. And she's like, well, you know, you could make that happen. So it really was this warm feeling. All right. This is my favorite story maybe ever. I'm so excited about it because I think it's hysterical.
All right. What did Taylor Swift do?
No. Beto O'Rourke, who is a 2020 presidential candidate, ate dirt after losing his Senate race against Senator Ted Cruz last year.
Why? Was that like a bet? Like, hey, if I lose, I have to eat dirt?
He ate the dirt during a stop in New Mexico in January because the dirt is believed to have regenerative power. Maybe he rode his skateboard while he was eating the dirt.
Oh, I've heard about that. I ate dirt before.
He also brought some of the dirt home to his family to eat.
Have you guys ever eaten dirt before?
No.
I ate kind of like it was like mud. I ate it in Costa Rica. They say it's really good for your digestion and to clean you out.
But here's the even better part. This story comes out just after we found out about the weird poems Beto used to write when he was a teenager, like this one that says, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Love me, breathe my feet, the cow has risen, wax my ass, scrub my balls, the cow has risen, provide milk.
All right. Now I don't know if this is real.
It's real!
I don't believe that.
It is real, and he's running for president, and him and Joe Biden have the most points on them. Like, they could be the only people right now. If the election was held today,
they're
the two
Trump,
most likely to beat Trump. Yes, this guy.
I wonder what poetry Trump's written before.
I would love to read it. I would be a huge
Big Mac
supporter of one of the presidential debates to have just Beto and Trump going against each other in a poetry off.
And now the two candidates will read prepared poetry.
Okay. I would love
Can
it.
Can we get some snaps?
Love me, breathe my feet. I can't. Okay. A family who lost their mother during a bank shooting in Georgia is getting help from Tyler Perry. The mother of four, Tynesha Evans, or it might be Tynesha. Tynesha Evans was killed by her boyfriend, and Perry is covering the cost to fly their mother's body back to her home state of Wisconsin for the funeral. Tynesha Evans' daughter, Audrey Turner, talked about getting that phone call from Tyler Perry.
I received the phone call. So I answered, and the person on the other end of that phone was like, this is Tyler. I said, Tyler who? He said, Tyler Perry. I said, Tyler Perry? And I broke down crying.
Wait, Madea?
He is also covering the tuition costs for, I think it must be her sister, Sheradian Turner, a freshman at Spelman College in Atlanta.
I'm going to do what she wanted me to do. She started me on math. And so the fact that I'd be able to graduate from Spelman College with a mathematics degree without debt, it means everything.
And I don't know if you remember this a few weeks ago, but there was this like 41-year-old guy, like white bearded man dancing to Post Malone's Wow.
Oh my God, yes. He gave me goals to one day be as cool as him.
Yeah, he's an incredible dancer. It went viral. And the man, he looked like he was in his 60s, first of all. I didn't know he was
that
only 41.
That beard did age him a bit. Yeah,
because he has a white beard. Mm-hmm. And so now he's getting the VIP treatment thanks to Post Malone. Post Malone flew the guy out to Phoenix to be a backup dancer during his concert. How freaking cool is that? The man even got to shoot some dance scenes to feature the man in the Wow music video. So he's actually in the music video for Post Malone.
Yeah, I saw it. It's a really cool, it's a video. It's just like behind the scenes footage of stuff.
Really, really neat. Coming up in less than an hour, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, hates her guts.
Oh, I don't like you anymore.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we're going to get into Ask Alex, and that's where you're going to call us at 833-JOE-ALEX and try to help somebody out. Now, the name is Marigold. I got that right, correct? Marigold?
Yep.
Okay. She is a photographer who is unsure if she should take this job or not. She's going to explain the bizarre family photo request next for Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.